Yahweh, everybody, Pastor Buddy, joining you live tonight around the world on WWRB 3.185 Clear Channel, transmitting Jewel of the South right here in the heartland of the South. Praise Yahweh. Glad to have you in here. Part two tonight of the deep mystery of the oneness. Do you understand, folks? If you believe that there is one Yah, one God, you believe well, for the devil believes and trembles. There's a lot of people that believe more than the devil. They try to get three gods into their understanding, and then they go astray. Some of the teaching of the Trinitarians, who mean well, but just have a carnal mind, they don't really comprehend the truth of the great mystery of the oneness of three manifestations that the Creator is all about. Now, if you was to go to, again, Deuteronomy 6 and 4, Hear, O Israel, Yahweh is one. It don't say that Yahweh is three. And if you would just go to Isaiah 48:16, Come near to me. Hear you this. I have not spoken in secret from the beginning. From the time that it was, there am I. Christ said, if you do not believe that I am He, you shall die in your sins. From that time, there I am. And now, Yahweh and His Spirit have sent me. His Spirit have sent me. His Spirit was the Father that sent the Son into the world to die for the nation of Israel, or the 12 tribes. And the Messiah confirmed, He said, to the lost sheep, or the 12 tribes, am I now sent. For the 12 tribes were scattered abroad throughout the earth. First the 10 left in 721 B.C., and then in 586, the house of Judah and the house of Benjamin, they were scattered abroad. Now, come near to me. Now, the Bible says if you draw near to Him, He will draw near unto you. Now, if you look at the doctrine of the Trinity, and when you know that, like I said last night, but when the Comforter is come. Now, the Comforter is Yahweh in a spirit. You see, Yahweh in a flesh body couldn't enter your body because it would be impossible. And so then, He come, He made Himself flesh. That was the Holy Spirit. And the Holy Spirit made Itself flesh. And then the Holy Spirit filled heaven and earth after the resurrection, when He said, all power is given unto me in heaven and earth. All power. Now, why didn't He have all power to start with? Because there was a rebellion. And Satan had taken the liberty to challenge the great I Am. He didn't think that he would dare to leave His glory. He'd been there. He saw Yahweh's glory. He didn't think he'd have enough nerve. And he knew that the only way that he could defeat Him was to come on earth in a flesh body. And he said, there ain't no way He's going to do that. Well, guess what? In the beginning was the Word, or the Logos. Some people use the English version as the Word and try to turn it into a doctrine. But the original was Logos. In the beginning was the Creator Spirit. Now, this Creator Spirit was born into a flesh body. And He said, all power is given unto me in heaven and earth. But when He said, when the Comforter has come, notice what He'll do, whom I will send from the Father, He said, He shall testify of me. Now, wait a minute here. manifest in the flesh. Now, if you deny the Father and the Son, you are an antichrist. But if you will acknowledge the Son, because the Holy Ghost testified of him, that's acceptable that you have acknowledged the Father, for when you see the Messiah, you see the Father. John chapter 14. When you see me, you see the Father. I'm going to repeat that. When people are expecting to see the Father and the Son standing on the right side, now you don't want to miss tomorrow night because I'm going to teach you what the standing on the right side means in biblical terms, because the carnal mind conceives it that there was somebody standing on his right side and that had to be the Son, and so therefore there must have been somebody on the left and that had to be the Father, and that the Father is a person, which he's not, because you see the Father was a spirit that overshadowed Mary and produced the Son. Now the Son was the image, the expressed image that I said last night, that he came into the world and became a man. Now that's what Satan didn't really believe that was going to happen. He said there's no way that he's going to come down here and be shoved around by me and my people. He knows that when he comes down that he's got to endure this temptation, and no man has ever withstood me. I have overcome all of his sons. Well, now, wait a minute here. In 1 Timothy 3:16, without controversy, great is the mystery of godliness. God, the Father, was manifest in the flesh, justified in the Spirit, and seen of angels, preached unto the house of Israel, breathed on in the world, and God, after his 33-year sojourn upon the earth, was received up into glory. Therefore, Yahweh himself shall give you a sign. Behold, a virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and shall call his name Emmanuel, of Isaiah 7:14, written 712 years before the Messiah. So 700 years, here is Yahweh himself telling you, I myself shall give you a sign. Well, his self was manifest in flesh. He was justified in the Spirit. He was seen of angels. He was preached to the Gentiles, which is 1482, which means an ethnos, a group, a family. Go only to the lost sheep. I am sent only to the lost sheep. Breathed on in the world and received up in the glory. God, the Father, was manifest in the flesh, justified in the Spirit, seen of angels, preached unto the Gentiles, received up in the glory, and believed on in the world by a few people. Therefore, Yahweh himself shall give you a sign. Behold, a virgin shall conceive and bear a son and call his name Emmanuel. Which if we go to Matthew 1:23, behold, a virgin shall be with child. There it is. The prophet had prophesied it 700 plus before that the Son manifest in the flesh, which was God in the flesh, according to Genesis or John 1:1 or John 1:14. Behold, a virgin shall be with child, shall bring forth a son. They shall call his name Emmanuel, which being interpreted is God with us. God. God. God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Ghost. Not three gods, as the whore, the church, the wicked church, the lady of the great church, universal church, if you will, that brought a doctrine about that claimed that there were three gods equal and coexistent. bunch of rubbish. There was only one God, according to the scriptures, and that one God became visible and called his name Emmanuel, which, according to Matthew 1:23, is God, Yahweh, in a flesh body, with us. To confirm that, for unto us a child is born. That was the Son. And unto us this Son is given. And the government shall be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called Wonderful Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace, Isaiah 9:6, written 712 years again before the Messiah. The Mighty God and the Everlasting Father. Who was that? Oh, that was the third person, or the second person. No, that was the first person, second person, and the third person, because God is manifest in three different manifestations with the same body. You see, he couldn't manifest because he was a spirit. You can see the effects of it, just like the spirit that fell upon the day of Pentecost. You didn't know where it came from, but you know that there was a great shaking or a mighty wind. And a sound came from heaven. And they were all filled. Nobody knows which direction it came from. However, that was the Comforter. That was the man from Galilee who promised his disciples, you tarry till the day of Pentecost, and I will return, I will come back and give you the Comforter, and I will dwell in you. Not we shall dwell in you, I shall dwell in you. Well, every church today accepts the fact, if they quote-unquote, and take this with reservation here, that they've been saved, because the Bible says that there's a way that seems right, but the end thereof is death. It's a seen-right way, and the church has tried to instill within them that there's three persons that they've got to bow to: the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Now, the sonship was put off on the cross. It was given. The sonship exists no longer. Though we did know him as a son, therefore the Bible said we know him no more. And in Luke 7:16, and a great fear came upon all who heard him, and they glorified God, saying that a great prophet is risen up among us, and God hath visited his people. Oh my, boy, what a revelation that group of people had. Most people thought, well, he's not really God, because he said his Father was greater than he was. Well, would the flesh say that the Spirit is greater? Would you say that your spirit, if you've got it, is greater than your flesh man? Because the flesh man goes back to the dust. He dies. Well, we know that the flesh man of the Son died. But we know that the Spirit that departed from his body came back while the angels guarded the body. So Satan wouldn't steal it. So that man couldn't do anything with it, because if they'd have known that they didn't think he was going to raise, the people that put him in the tomb was allowed to put him in the tomb. They didn't really believe he's going to raise again, but they sent out this message when the announcement was by the apostolic fathers that he had rose from the dead, and he had many witnesses. He was seen 40 days after his resurrection, and many witnesses witnessed that they had seen him and testified of this very fact. And so the evil confusion who put him to death said, say that somebody stole his body. Because they knew for sure that that body was not there any longer. And when many were about to stone the Messiah for blasphemy, John 10:30-39, he said unto them, that said he blasphemed, because I say I am the Son of God. You call me teacher and Lord, and you say well, for so I am. The causative to verb to be of the Eliashur Hayah, Eliahayah. John 13:13. But he held his peace and answered nothing. Again, the high priest asked him and said unto him, Art thou the Christ, the Son of the Blessed? And the Messiah said, I am. And you shall see the Son of Man sitting on the right hand of power, coming in the clouds of heaven. Mark 14:61-62. We're gonna tell you what that right hand expression means right there in the idioms of the Bible, showing you that the right hand signifies power. And the Bible said he made bare his right holy arm. Well, we know that his whole flesh was made bare. They stripped him of his raiment and killed that flesh body that he lived in. But in spiritual significance, a great hammer, the right hand, it crushed the serpent's head. When the serpent bit him and killed him, his right hand was expressed in the power and the manifestation of his glorious gospel. As it says in 2 Corinthians 4:4, lest the light of the glorious gospel of the Messiah, who is the image of God, should shine unto them, in whom we have redemption through his blood, even the forgiveness of sins, who is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn of every creature, for by him were all things created that are in heaven, that are in earth, visible and invisible, whether they be thrones or dominions or principalities or powers, all things were created by him and for him, not them. And he's before all things, he, not they, and by him, not us, all things consist. Colossians 1:14-17. And here it is. And the Messiah, being in the form of God, remember the virgin who said that his name would be called Wonderful Counselor and the Mighty God and the Everlasting Father? That's the Son. The Father was right there in the flesh body, and they didn't recognize him. Where's your Father? See, it's carnal. People today say, well, I know he had a Father. See, it's carnal. When he said, well, when you've seen me, Philip, you've seen the Father. St. John 14:6-8. When you see me, when you see the Son, when you see the image here, when you see the form of God, being in the form of God, being in the form of Yahweh, thought it not robbery to be equal with God, Philippians 2:6. For in him, that is in the Messiah, Yahweh Shua in the flesh body, dwelleth all the fullness of the Godhead. All the fullness, not just a part of it, not the right hand part, but all of it. When you go to the throne and look on it, only one sits there. When the throne was looked into, it was the Messiah who had manifested in a flesh body, the God of glory, who was the fullness of the Godhead bodily, who was the creature that made manifest, for by him were all things created that are in heaven and earth, visible and invisible. Everything that was made and everything that was to be visible and invisible, whether it be thrones or dominions or principalities, this was created by the man they called Jesus, who was in reality Yahweh. The name above every name. See, Jesus is a hybrid. Jesus is a generic. When you go and get your medicine, if you are writing prescriptions as a doctor, and you write a generic, you're writing something that's inferior to the original or the original patent. Yahweh is the original, that we have redemption through his blood, even the forgiveness of sins. He's the image of the invisible God. He's the image of the invisible God. Not the visible God that they say, I've seen the Father standing up there, Lord of God. Well, here says the invisible God. God, the invisible spirit, got in that body of flesh, raised it up, brought it to heaven, it ascended on high, and it took its rightful place on the throne, and his power is in his right hand. And he raised his hand and swore, because he could swear by nobody greater, he swore by himself. If there was somebody greater than he was, why didn't he swear by that somebody greater? He swore by himself. And we're going to get into the book of Isaiah, boy. When we get time, we're going to get into that book, and boy, what a bell ringer. It's the big hammer. Isaiah had a great manifestation and a great knowledge and a great revealment of the concealed Father who was the Spirit. Moses saw him, as I told you last night. He got the feel of him. He got to talk to him. But he only saw his hinder parts. When he died now, he appeared again in the 17th chapter of Matthew, as I said last night, and he saw him face to face. Well, Peter, James, and John couldn't look on him when he transfigured himself and was shown his garment was as bright as the noonday sun. It's the same brightness that blinded Paul on the way to Damascus in the ninth chapter of the book of Acts, and the 26th chapter of the book of Acts, where he relates. He, the Messiah, Yahweh, is the blessing and omnipotentate, the King of Kings, and the Lord of Lords. 1 Timothy 6:15 that I quoted to you last night, dwelling in the light that no man can approach into. How could you deny that if you deny that the Son was God in the flesh, if you deny that the Son was Yahweh in a flesh body, you deny the very existence and purpose of him coming, that you may know him that is true, and you are in him that is true, if so be that the Spirit of Yahweh dwells in you. Now, if any man have not the Spirit of Christ, proving that the Spirit of Christ and the Spirit of Yahweh is the same one. But unto the Son, in Hebrews 1 and 8, boy, this is a parable. This is the right-hand knockout. But unto the Son, he saith, the Son, the Father said about the Son, your throne, O God, is forever and ever. A scepter of righteousness is the scepter of your kingdom. Your throne, the Son of God. Who is God? The throne of God. The Son is God, manifest in flesh. He's the Emmanuel. He's the one that was promised through the prophets. He manifests as the prophets had prophesied that he would come and be born of the Virgin, and his name, who's been changed, was Wonderful Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, and the Prince of Peace. Looking for that blessed hope and the glorious appearing of the great God, our Savior, Yahushua, Titus 2:13. And he had on his vesture and on his thigh a name written, King of Kings, Yahweh, Revelation 19:16. I said that up unto you, that you shall die in your sins. For if you do not believe that I am he, the causative verb to be Hayah, Eliasher Hayah. If you do not believe that I am the one he revealed himself to Moses in Exodus 14, of the third chapter of 14th verse. If you do not believe that I am he, you shall die in your sins, John 8:24. Now listen, that's very indicting. That's very critical for you to believe that he's the great I am. And the word in Hebrew interpretation is Yahweh. Proven in 7,000 scriptures. How many do you need?
I don't know. I just still believe in Jesus, and I believe the best God, his name is Jesus. That's what the New Testament says, Pastor Buddy, and I'm sticking with it.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Bible says for you to beware of the scribes, beware of the translators. I call them the translators. doors who thought to deceive you for changing the love letter. If the God of the Old Testament does not agree with the God of the New Testament, and if the God of the New Testament don't have the same name as the God of the Old Testament, you got the wrong God by the horns. You better change gods. Verily, verily, I say unto you, before Abraham was, I am. John 8:58. Not everyone that says to me, Lord, Lord, will enter the kingdom of heaven, but only those who do the will of my Father who is in heaven. Now, how could he be in heaven and be on earth speaking at the same time? Well, that's simple, ladies and gentlemen. It's the same analogy that I could give you at the tree or the bush. And I believe it was in a symbol of a Y. Probably a dogwood. But that bush talked. Now, the question was the God that talked through it, and we know it was God, was he on earth or was he in heaven? Or could he be in heaven and speak on the earth, or could he be on earth and speak out of heaven? You say, well, no, God can do anything, glory to God. But you've got to put this in proper perspective. Before Abraham was, I am. And here's the carnal mind. Well, you're not even 50 years old, and you say you know Abraham. If you wanna go to heaven, you got to do the will of the Father. And you know what the will of the Father is? For you to bow to that man that came as a flesh man, who was ridiculed, who was mocked, who was crucified, who was killed for making himself God. St. John chapter 10, verse 32. We don't stone you for your good works now, Lord God. We stone you for a man making yourself God. Didn't they understand the prophets that they claimed that they represented, the Pharisees and the scribes, who were stoning him and encouraging him to be stoned, encouraging him to be hated? They shall hate you for my name's sake, he said. They had forgotten the name of Yahweh for Baal. And so the Christian church kept on with the tradition of those things that had been given to them, and in denial of who the Son was. He was God in a flesh body. He was the man, the righteous branch of Jeremiah chapter 23. Behold, the days come, saith Yahweh. Don't say Lord back there. You ignorant people that read the Bible and don't know a bit more about it, when you say, well, that's what the Lord said. Which Lord? There'll be many lords. Are you talking about the lords of the House of Commons in Great Britain today is known as lords, or Lord Batten, or Lord Hushar, or whoever? Many lords. And many gods. Now let's get it straight. There's one God, and he's got one name, and that name is Yahweh, and it's above every name, and it, that stone that was cut out of the mountain by Daniel, shall tear down or destroy everything that comes against that name. You say, well, I'm doing pretty good, and I'm against it, glory to God. But you just keep on prospering. You just keep on casting the truth to the ground, and in the last days, you'll wish. And then last days, you'll seek the rocks and the mountains if you're still here. In the last days, you're going to have some of the biggest problems of gate trouble, called gate trouble, that you've ever known in your life. Listen to this now. Deuteronomy 28, verses 8 through 10. Yahweh shall command the blessings upon thee. Every time you see Lord in capital letters, I just hope and trust that you can believe me here. In the Hebrew Bible, it didn't say Lord. The King James people and other people in the Bible, it's changed in their translation. They changed Lord or Yahweh to Lord and put in Lord instead of Yahweh. The YHWH was the letters that represents Yahweh with the vowels. YHWEH. And all of the translators of the Hebrew language, 99% of them agree that his name was spoken as Yahweh. And yet 99% of the people today have been trained through the King James Bible to say, and the Lord said, and the Lord said. And if they would stop and think there's many lords, what in the world would hinder their understanding for getting that bell word out of their mouth? Because the word Lord in the Strong's reflects Baal. Even the apostles had forgotten the name of Yahweh. They didn't even know, they'd never heard it spoken. And therefore, they were scared to death when the Messiah stood up in the book of St. Luke, in chapter 4, verse 16, and read from the Bible, and he spoke the name of Yahweh, says Lord there. But if you apply what he read in the original Hebrew, you know what he spoke. He didn't say word. He didn't say Jehovah. He didn't say Jesus. He spoke his Hebrew name. It's the same yesterday, today, and forever. And you idiots that believe that he changed his name, when the Bible says he changes not, the same yesterday, today, and forever, if you are so brazen through unbelief and your own foolish imagination, professing yourself to be wise, you become a fool to deny this name and its oneness. The Lord shall command, it says in the King James. We'll take that word Lord out. Yahweh shall command the blessings upon thee in the storehouses, and in all that thou settest thine hand unto do, he shall bless thee in the land that Yahweh hath given you. Yahweh shall establish thee as a holy people unto himself. Not us, unto them, but unto himself. As he hath sworn unto thee, if thou shalt keep the commandments of Yahweh, your God, and walk in his ways, and all the people of the earth shall see. Here it is. All the people of the earth shall see that you're called by the name of Yahweh. Oh man, what an honor. Oh, hallelujah. No wonder I love that song that we come on. Oh, man. They shall see that thou art called by the name of Yahweh, and they're going to love you. You can bring this name to them. You can bring this truth to them, and they'll stand brazenly with a stiff neck and an uncircumcised heart and defy you, and the Bible said they shall be afraid of you. I can go in any church and I can divide the church and have them all fighting over this doctrine. You know why? Because they've never heard it preached.
Well, we just don't want you to turn up our church. We've got a good church up here, Pastor Benny.
If the word of Yahweh tears up your church, it needs to be tore all to hell. It needs to be stomped out and destroyed with the word of Yahweh. And so why would you fear the word just because that you've took the King James Bible, and I use the King James Bible, but I've got enough intelligence to, instead of saying Lord, I put the proper name that it represents. They shall see that you are called by the name of Yahweh, and they shall be afraid of you. Psalms 34:3. Oh, magnify. I will magnify Yahweh. Magnify. That's why I play that song. Magnify Yahweh with me, and let us exalt his name together. Well, if I'm exalting Yahweh and you're saying Jesus, we got two different names. When the Bible says there is only one name given, and the name of salvation in the Old Testament is the name of Yahweh. Well, you say, well, I'm reading over here in the name of Jesus is the name of salvation. Glory to God. Well, then we got two names. Then we got a divided Godhead. Here it is. Psalms 113:1-3. Praise Yahweh. Praise him, you servants. Praise the name of Yahweh. Blessed be the name of Yahweh from this time forth and forevermore. Now, if it was Yahweh in the beginning, it should be evermore. But the lying translators, warning, now this is the church that brought you the New Testament. Think about it. For over 1,500 years, they had the New Testament under wraps. For over 1,500 years, not many were privileged to read the New Testament. And when it came out, instead of saying Yahweh, it seemed to reflect the glory of Zeus. Jesus. Jesus. As a Catholic, universal Roman Catholic Church changed the truth of the name into a lie as they worship the Creator and will bring upon themselves swift destruction. Notice this. Psalms 83, verse 16. Fill their faces with shame, O Yahweh, that they may seek thy name. No wonder they don't want Pastor Buddy in their church. No wonder they don't want me to come in. No wonder. Because I can stand on the floor all day and never open the Bible and quote enough scriptures to make 99% of the church that I go into that's built on a sandy foundation tremble in fear. They actually put their hands up over their ears and stop their ears up, just like they did in the Apostles' day. Fill their faces with shame that they may seek your name. A person that's honest, a person that knows Yahweh, a person that wants the truth, they're going to use the great and the magnanimous and the most magnificent name in all of the universe, according to the original.
Well, I can read whose name is Lord.
How foolish can you be that you will not fill your face with shame when you hear the true name, when you won't repent, when you won't come out of your condition, when you love the wages of sin by calling upon a false name? If you do not believe that I am He, you shall die in your sins. And he that sacrificed to any god save unto Yahweh only shall utterly be destroyed. Exodus 22:20. Exodus 6 and 7. And I will take you for me to be a people. And I will be your God. And you shall know that I am Yahweh your God, which bringeth you out from under the burdens of the Egyptians. Oh my. Oneness. How perfect. How precious. How revealing. What a great mystery. What a deep. How deep is it? When it's so plain that a fool, though a wayfaring man, would not err when he hears this truth preached. And yet they will stiffen their neck, harden their heart, cast the truth to the ground, and they shall prosper. Genesis chapter 32, verse 29. You better do like Jacob. He wrestled with the angel all night. He said, "You're gonna tell me your name before you leave here, son. You're gonna tell me your name, or I am not gonna let you go." And Jacob asked him and said, "Tell me, I pray you, what is your name?" And he said, "Wherefore do you ask after my name?" Seeing that it's wonderful, and he blessed him there. Now, what do you think he revealed to him? Why do you think that Jacob was the father of the house of Israel? In Judges chapter 13, verse 17, and Manoah said unto the angel of Yahweh, "What is thy name? And when thy sayings come to pass, who do we honor you? And what name?" 1 Kings 8:43. "Hear from heaven in your dwelling place, and do according to let all the stranger that calleth to thee. For all the people of earth may know your name, to fear you, as do the people of Israel, and that they may know that this house which I have built is called by your name." But they wouldn't use the name of Yahweh at that house that you think was the temple. This was an Edomite temple. Herod built it. He was an Edomite. Canaanite. Do you think if they would love the name of Yahweh, if they had, they'd have loved him when he came? But you know what? You say, well, see, they were just blinded. God blinded their eyes. Why would God blind their eyes when they didn't have eyes to see or ears to hear? You can't blind an eye that don't have an eye. You can't deaf a ear that's already deaf. They were made that way. They were the serpent seed who hated him with a ungodly passion. The house wasn't called by his name. The apostles never heard it. They were afraid to speak it. They had been told that that name was too holy to utter. So they kept it within the priesthood, being the hypocrites they were. Ladies and gentlemen, Yahweh means our provider. Yahweh Rapha is our healer. Know that. Yahweh Nisi, he's the Almighty One. Be it known unto you and to all, and all the people of Israel, that the name of Yahweh of Nazareth, whom you have crucified, whom the Father, the Spirit, raised from the dead, by him this man stands here before you hold. And whatever you do, as Colossians 4:17 said, whatever you do in word or deed, do it all in the name of Yahweh, giving thanks to the Father.
But when you see me, you see the Father. How sayest thou then, show us the Father?
You ignorant people that think that the Father is one person, that the Son is another person, and the Holy Ghost is another person, and you buy into that foolish Catholic doctrine of three gods named Jesus, Jesus. They ain't even got a name for the Father. They done cut out using Yahweh because, oh, it might offend somebody. Well, I hope this offends you tonight. I really do. Because if it offends you, you ain't got the Spirit of Yahweh in you to start with. Blessed are those who are not offended in me. Preach the gospel and preach my name to the people, and let the heathen rage and the people imagine a vain thing. And to him they all agreed. And when they called the apostles and they beat them, they commanded them not to speak in the name of Yahweh. Boy, I tell you what, they don't want me to come around to their churches. I don't get many invitations. They say, yes, how many invitations have I got to speak in churches here in the last 25 years? Zero. Well, you'd think that, you know, that they'd like this preacher that's preaching on the radio and challenging them. But the Bible said, I don't know, they're going to hate you for my name's sake. All they shall see that you're called by the name of the great I Am, and they shall be afraid of you. I got something that people are afraid of, and yet it's the best thing I've ever got a hold of. Oh, man, I'm so glad I got it. You may not like it, but I do. How do we get the message of oneness? And he shall pass through Judah. He shall overflow and go over. He shall even to the neck, and the stretching out of his wings shall fill the breadth of the land, O Emmanuel. Note his wings of Isaiah 8 and 8, and the prophecy of the fringes of his gown, or the garment. When the little lady grabbed hold of it, she knew why she was getting a hold of that garment. She knew it was holy, and she knew that the man in it was holy, and she believed because she recognized those wings of that garment. And the Messiah said, somebody has touched me. And they said, well, there's a lot of people touching you. In Isaiah 42:8, Yahweh himself is speaking, and he emphatically declares, I am Yahweh. That is my name and my glory. I will not give it to another, neither give my praise to graven images. Better check the Catholic Church. And you better look at some of the Christian churches. of these Protestant churches that call themselves Christian. It ain't going to be long till they're going to hide Easter eggs. Oh, yeah, that's a big deal.
Well, it's just for the children.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's such a big joke. Instead of Passover, they pass under the tradition and bow to a tree that's decorated. They bow their knee to the image of a bunny rabbit. They practice the art and the worship of Ishtar. And they wipe their mouth after they've had sexual intercourse or spiritual intercourse with these pagan gods, who gets all the glory, and say they've done no wrong. John 17:6. And now, O Father, glorify thou me with thine own self. Now, how's he going to do that? After he raised that sonship body up that died, that was the glory that the Son was speaking about. He was filled with a Godhead. God the Father, the Eternal Spirit, come back, got in that body, rose it up, told us his name, and said he's coming back for a people that's called by his name, that's kept the faith and ain't denied it. I have manifested thy name. St. John 17:6. I have manifested thy name unto the men that thou gavest me out of the world. Who gave it to them? The Father, the Spirit. They were written on a Lamb's book. Well, what about the Son of Man? What was used in the Old Testament by Daniel as a term for the Messiah. He was the Son of Man, born of a virgin. Why would you call him anything different? Now, Daniel said he's coming back on the clouds of heaven. In Daniel 7:13-14, the same described in detail that I looked and behold a white cloud, and upon the cloud one sat like the Son of Man, having on his head a golden crown, and in his hand a sharp sickle. You say, well, I'm not afraid of him, but I'm afraid of you, Pastor Buddy. If you don't love me, you ain't going to love him. If I'm preaching the word that he preached and he got hated for, I expect to be hated. But if you would just give me a kind word or a glass of water. I went to homes and I started arguments and fights and people fought all night long just because I got there. Because I'm controversial. Because I preach a name that they can't agree with. Well, the Bible said he didn't come to bring peace, he come to bring division. And that's what I preach. I didn't come to bring peace. I come to bring truth. And truth will knock the peace out of you. Your little rat's nest, it'll tie it up. The God that you trusted in, the name that you've been calling on, your family was false. When the Messiah was led before the council of the evil elders in Luke 22:66-71, he declared this statement: hereafter shall you see the Son of Man sit on the right hand of the power of God. And they asked, are you then the Son of God? What they were saying was the Son of Yahweh. And the Messiah answered, and he said unto them, you say that I am. His enemies confirmed that they understood this to be a claim by the Messiah to be the Son of God. And by the response, they said, what further need do we have of this witnesses? He said he was God. Let's kill him. You know that there ain't no man on the earth God. Let's go ahead and kill him. And then we will have somebody, some deranged idiot, Beelzebub, running around here saying he's Yahweh. Look how they wanted to get rid of him because he tore their little old nest up. I can just see him right now. If he come back and you was in a church where they're hiding Easter eggs, coming up very soon, by the way. How would you feel when you're worshiping Talmuz and Ishtar and the customs is pagan, brought to you courtesy of the Catholic Church to continue the paganism on these ritual days where they perform the rituals and sacrifice to gods? Listen to this, John 5:22, and I got to close. My time is gone here. The Father judges no man, but has given all judgment to the Son, so that they that honor the Son, as they must honor the Father. Anyone who does not honor the Son does not honor the Father who sent him. Now the Father sent him? Well, yeah. The sperm of the Father, the Spirit, not a person now. The Spirit was not a person. The Spirit was not a person. The Spirit created sperm of a glorious magnitude, placed it in the womb of Mary, and she conceived, and the angel of Matthew 1:21 said, "This is the prophecy of fulfillment. Unto us is born a son, and the government shall be upon his shoulder. His name shall be called Wonderful Counselor, the Mighty Yah, and the Prince of Peace." I got to close. I love you. And if you'd like to write me tonight, I'm sponsored by Brother Mark and by Sister Audrey down in the great state of Mississippi, down there in the great state of Mississippi. Let me just lower this so you can hear me talk. Let's magnify Yahweh. That's been my message tonight. The one Yahweh, not the two, not the three Yahwehs. The one. Not one Yahweh, one Jesus, and one Spirit. One Yahweh. Blessed be the rock. He's the rock that Daniel spoke of is going to tear down all the kingdoms of the world. And that name, if it's not in you, you're going to be crushed. Because if this rock falls on you, you're going to be ground to powder. Thank you, Brother Mark, for your sponsorship down in the great state of Mississippi tonight. You and Miss Audrey, have a wonderful evening. And to you, the saints of Yahweh, to support Pastor Buddy, you can call me if you'd like this series of the One Yahweh, the Mystery of the Trinity. You can write me at Post Office Box, 2284, New Tazewell, Tennessee, the zip 37824. You can call me, area code 423-626-2172. And I love you tonight. May the blessings of the eternal King Yahweh be in your heart and in your soul and in your mind. May you know him in the free pardon of sin. May you repent and be baptized in the name of Yahweh. Our website, Brother Bob said you can go on our website and directly link up to our radio messages on WWRB. So visit our website and click on Listen Live. Go down to Galaxy One, click on it, oneyahweh.com. Brother Bob will have this message up for you tomorrow. And may Yahweh bless you. And may he keep you eternally till you bow your knee and confess his name. Oh, yeah. I'll see you tomorrow night. 10 o'clock Eastern Standard Time on the worldwide transmitting Church of the South, WWRB. Now, ladies and gentlemen, let me give you that website one more time as we go back and remember this now. That's One Yahweh. That's O-N-E. One Yahweh. com. That's our website. We have links to WWRB where you can listen live, or you can click on any of the messages that we've got, hundreds of messages posted live for you online. We take that different doctrine. We try to teach and preach the book. We don't stay on one subject. We don't hammer on one subject. We preach it, and we confirm it, and we let the signs follow. OneYahweh.com, that's our website. We encourage you to hook it up if you're online. Now, if you'd like to call me tonight, area code 423-626-2172. 423-626-2172. Again, area code 423-626-2172. My address again, one more time before I leave you tonight. Pastor Buddy, Post Office Box, 2284, New Tazewell, Tennessee, Brazil, 37824. I love you. See you tomorrow night.